Mostly happy.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
The Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-30.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Delirious. Absolutely delirious.
636, that's our number. Got the Hollywood Buzz coming up here. And also, we're working on getting our water cooler brought in. We have to call the front desk and get Colette's permission.
The place is devoid of people. That's the problem.
Is Colette here?
Yeah, she's at the front desk.
Can we call her?
Should I call Harris?
Yeah, call Harris.
Harris in the morning.
Yeah, get her on the line, Rob, if we can. Also, coming up on the show, we're going to play Power of Five.
Uh-huh.
If you're keeping score at home, that's half the value of the Power of Ten.
And half the respect.
I got deja vu with that. I just got deja vu. Complete and total, utter, scary deja vu. Power of Ten and Power of Five. I'm not sure what it is.
You don't need to really respect the Power of Five, but you should at least be polite.
It's like deja vu from a TV show, though. You know when you get deja vu? Okay. Hello, darling.
Hey, it's Harris.
Hi, it's Mike O'Mara up here in the Studio A.
Yes.
How are you? How are you, Colette?
Oh, wonderful, thank you.
Colette, we realize that this is your water cooler, but we're wondering if just one last time we could borrow it again.
Sure.
Could we please? Oh, we're going to find someone to send down there and hoist it down here to the studio, okay?
Hey, Colette, whose rippling muscles would you like to see?
Ryan?
Yes.
That's Ryan. Katie. Katie asked for Ryan.
Yes.
Would you like to see Ryan heft that out of there?
Yes.
All right, Rob. Thank you, Colette.
Colette,
love you.
Can you connect
love
us back
too.
To Ryan?
Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, good. That's a quickie move there. All right, we're going to call Ryan right now.
Uh-huh. Hello, this is Ryan.
Ryan, what part of the South are you from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Ryan, listen. This is Mr. O'Mara over in Studio A.
Hi, Mr. O'Mara.
I was wondering if there is a chance that you could go down to Colette Harris's desk and pick up that water cooler that she has and bring it down here to Studio A so that we can play with it, please.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
In a few minutes.
Thank you, son.
Shortly.
That's the Southern boy right
there.
Katie,
Ryan.
My God, Katie's practically making a snail trail across the floor here. You think that's your man?
I couldn't even care less what he looks like. I could listen to him talk all day.
Really,
long.
It's the Southern accent.
Yes.
Would you like me to run a Foghorn Leghorn cartoon for you?
Boy, I said son.
I say we're gonna run your spot in the 6 o'clock hour.
Right,
so
that
as
does
I was
it
saying,
me too.
The Power of Five is half the value. We're gonna do it. Starts with a penny and then it goes up to $100.
Uh-huh.
Your chance to win. Much better chance to win as we cut it in half because
yes.
you've been whining.
Do you
we
know
don't
what's
like
really
the
funny?
Whining.
I was
at
the
all.
One whining.
That's something that would be half as hard would be twice as entertaining.
Yes, isn't
How
that
does
incredible?
The math work?
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate that. All right, also, we're going to do this on the show today. And this is a chance for you to really have a special moment. We have a special line into the presidential Oval Office.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's exciting.
Not to be confused with the non-presidential Oval Office.
It's a limited lease.
Direct line, and this is going to be – he had a press conference for the press corps. Today he will be holding a press conference for our listening audience.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about your opportunity to ask questions of the leader of the free world. Uh-huh. George W. Bush will be here later in the broadcast.
That's
and,
great.
He will be entertaining your very special
Can't
questions.
Imagine what anyone would ask him.
So, there are lots of questions that we all have, Buzz.
Yes, I suppose.
Sometimes I think the press corps gets a little too highbrow, and I think they really don't ask the very important questions.
Maybe that's the problem.
I wonder if the president likes the water cooler game.
Now, let's see how we're doing with Ryan. Can you open that door, Rob or Katie, to see? Let's see how the progress is going. Thank you. Oh, yes. Maybe you'll brush up against him.
She doesn't want to miss the rippling.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
he's coming
in
right now. Let's bring it in here.
Oh, he's bringing it in without the aid of
Katie, Ryan. Ryan, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Howdy. Wow.
Listen to the way he played it up, too. Hey, darling.
Hey,
how you doing, Katie?
I like that.
My name's
Slick.
Oh, I didn't know you had to plug it in. Is that
that's
what cools
cool.
it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a moron. I don't know the Dobie Gillis crap, but I know that you plug that thing in to keep the water cold. Otherwise, it would be warm. How stupid do you think
uses power of 110.
Sensitive much?
Slap you, I swear to
I'm
God.
All the way over here.
I'm over here now. All right, bring it up by the microphone. Beth Ann enjoys this, too. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you might not be enjoying it out in Radio Land, but everybody here at the station seems to love
delighted.
The water
would
cooler
game.
Would
that be easier with your shirt off, Ryan?
That's gay.
It might be.
You ask. For
I
that.
Am a gay American.
But right now,
thank you for asking.
There. Do we have the shot glasses from yesterday?
We do, Mike.
He kept them handy. He would. I swear to God, if you hadn't won every time we played the game, you would not have had those handy.
It's not that I won. It's that you lost.
All right, here we go.
Over and over again.
Incidentally, it's Argument Wednesday. We don't play that anymore. Just thought I'd mention it.
It
is not.
By the spigot.
The spigot. And turn.
There you go. We're miking the water cooler.
Let's turn it this way. This is the way it worked best.
Oh, turn it one time for me.
All right, hold on.
No, the other way, Mike.
Nope, wrong, because the cord was wrapped around the face.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Which you didn't see.
Dance of
I
the
did.
Water bottle.
How stupid do you think I am?
Yeah, you're pretty dumb, Rob.
Help me get this finger out of my nose.
It goes up to the third knuckle. You stain.
There, that All looks right. better.
Boy, I wish Dreamer
now,
was
Rob,
here.
Now, Rob, we brought something up to your attention that you didn't make a big deal about. In the office. Come over here and take a look at this.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
I bring to your attention, look at the spill area.
The discussion of the grunge.
Rob was saying it wasn't that big a deal. That's disgusting.
It's a little dirt.
That's disgusting. It's water.
Give me a paper towel.
Seriously, what is that floating in there?
That's the plug from the bottom.
Sure it is.
All right. Clean it up. Thank you very much. See? That doesn't look like dirt to me.
No, it's just dirt.
It's gross.
Just and then dirt. You don't drink out of there anyway.
Well, how does it get in there? How does it get in there? All right, put it back.
Coffee and tea residue.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tune in, the way this game works, it's very simple. We call this Water Cooler Roulette. Water Cooler Roulette is a game that Rob and I are the only ones that play. The way Water Cooler, Buzz plays it occasionally, but Buzz doesn't play it as often as Rob and I do.
But better. Water,
thank you. I know you play better than I do, Buzz. I'm aware of that fact that I didn't win once yesterday. Uh-huh. Water Cooler Roulette is played this way.
I'll be over here.
The person fills a shot glass with water. Right. If he gets the bubble sound when he fills the shot glass with water, he is the loser. The person that fills their shot glass with water and does not get the bubble sound is the winner of the game. That's the way it works. I'm Water Cooler Roulette. Thank you very much.
That's how we play the game.
All right, here we go.
Katie, will you...
Wait, we can get that over here, can't we?
Well, we got to switch mics then,
All right, let's do this. No, this one.
Would you quit it? God damn it, Rob.
The two stooges.
No, see, it doesn't work that way. You go this way.
I was trying to.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever...
What? We're not doing anything.
You're just... Like women.
No. Here. That goes up here. This one goes down here.
Oh, if you must.
That's how it's done properly. That's where you put the microphone.
Dance of the Queens.
All right, here we go.
The Killer Queens.
Here we go. All right. Who wants to go first? Katie, why don't you pick who goes first?
Oh, well, you're right there. Why don't you go first? It is your show.
Thank you. Hey, Katie.
Uh-huh.
Katie, I appreciate that.
You want to shake the bottle?
Anytime.
No, I don't want to shake the bottle.
Okay.
All right, as we say before, listen carefully. Well, looks like I've got a full shot glass and there weren't any bubbles, Rob.
Bravo.
Today might be another day, eh?
Could be.
Whoever gets the glove is out.
Let's see. You have to be very dangerous.
Don't futz with it.
Rob's
not fussing. Right.
He's futzing.
Nervous?
No, I'm not at all. I think I'm going to win this
one. Oh, look at that.
Rob survived with no glove.
This sucks ass. This really sucks. I swear to God, that's not supposed to happen.
What, me win?
I'm going to try this.
You'll be fine.
I'm going to do it gently with my thumb the way you do it.
It's an advanced move.
Listen.
Be careful.
Silence! Okay, Katie. I see where your allegiance lies.
Oh, like we didn't know.
Breach of the light.
That is the suck-ass water cooler game.
That's a great game.
All right, that is the game. Yes, Rob wins another round. How the hell did you... Do you have a strategy? Is there a strategy? Look at how happy he is.
The strategy...
It's like his day today. He's got the Dobie Gillis lady on.
That's right.
Gilligan?
Yes, Gilligan.
The strategy is to excel.
God.
Always.
I want to kill. All right, hold on a second. Scott is calling in here. We got the Hollywood Buzz coming up here. Scott, why are you calling? Ryan gave you nipples?
I just discovered that I have nipples. Hearing him speak, thinking about his rippling muscles.
Uh-huh. Wow. Are you gay, Scott?
No, but I'm willing to learn.
That's the spirit. That is the spirit.
Time for the Hollywood Buzz. What's happening in the world of Shaw business, Buzz?
Well, it didn't take Jimmy Kimmel long. Replacing Sarah Silverman. There's word he's now dating Molly McNerney, a writer on his show, and here are some photographs of Molly now.
Okay, thank you very much for producing those.
From the internet. Traded down.
Traded down, but also when we were talking yesterday about speculating that Sarah Silverman might be the dumper.
This changes it.
Perhaps this is the other way around.
I agree.
That's kind of a drag.
He's still doing all right from all appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John is getting his own Ben and Jerry's flavor of ice cream.
No.
Hello.
Hello, Elton.
It's very similar. This. Why is Elton John sounding like the Queen?
More like Amy Winehouse.
Hello. This is Elton John.
Very good.
Let me change it again. I'm going to try to do a credible Elton John.
Okay.
My flavor of ice cream is very similar to the one that Mike enjoyed when he was at his place up in Maine. It's called coconut macadamia nut, but those aren't macadamia nuts.
They're not?
No. It's a special flavor.
I was able to try
That's not white chocolate either.
I was able to try your ice cream, Elton.
How did you find it?
I found a peanut in it.
Yes. What I have is, well, I'll give you the, would you like the recipe?
Please. The what?
The recipe.
Oh, yes, please.
This is the recipe for my
Do you have the chemist make it up for
you? I'm not stealing your thunder, am
no,
I?
No, not at all.
If there's more to the story.
I'd love to know.
It's quite simple. It's, as everything, it's cream-based.
Uh-huh. Of course it is.
You put sugar in the cream and you freeze the cream to create the the custard.
The crystalline custard.
The crystalline custard
love
you
it.
Have. And then the other ingredients are quite simply corn. Peanuts and hair. Thank you very much.
Then I got a bad bet because I also found a strand of cabbage.
Elton John, yes. It was vegetarian night.
Believe it or not, Vermont is the only state in the union in which Elton John has not performed, but that's going to change very soon when he performs at the Valley Expo Center in Champlain.
Performed be cool.
Ben and Jerry's, of course, based in Vermont.
They
will celebrate the occasion by giving Elton his own limited edition Ben and Jerry's flavor. It'll be called Goodbye Yellow Brickle Road.
Okay, you done that. You didn't even make that up, did you?
No, I didn't know it's a real flavor.
Goodbye Yellow Brickle Road.
No, if I was going to make something up, it would have been about Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Mommy, I don't like this ice cream. Dear, Mommy, this tastes like something the dog did.
Dear, eat the yellow ice cream.
I don't want to eat it, Mommy.
Dear.
And we're going to the concert you wanted to go to, but I don't want to go to, and I have to eat this yellow ice cream.
Now, dear, you wanted a scoop of yellow
ice
cream.
Mommy, if I eat this, it's going to make me sick.
Well, maybe you'll learn a lesson.
A symphony, gentlemen, of decadent chocolate ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Peanut butter cookie dough.
Yes, of course.
Butter
corn.
Brickle. And white chocolate chunks.
Oh, delightful.
Again.
Delicious.
I'm pretty sure it's on my diet plan.
Where's the yellow come in?
Sounds like Brown Dirt Cowboy to me.
Where's the yellow brick road
come in? Well, that would be the butter brickle, of
course.
Oh, the butter brickle. So butter brickle's inside the chocolate?
It's there along with the cookie dough and the white chocolate chunks in the chocolate ice cream.
So I would imagine if you wanted to find the butter brickle, you really have to pick through it. Look, I found a ring.
Oh, no.
Rather large one.
It'll pass.
A pair of sunglasses.
No problem.
Did Drew Barrymore's drinking destroy her relationship with Justin Long?
Really?
To which I ask, who's Justin Long?
Mm-hmm. Who is Justin Long?
He's the Apple guy.
In
the Apple
that guy.
PC commercials.
Oh, that guy. Oh, the actor. Yeah, the computer actor.
Yeah.
She likes the Tom Green, quirky kind of looking, skinny, pale kind of guys, right? She likes quirky guys.
Sure.
I mean, even though she didn't date him, but even Jimmy Fallon in the Fever Pitch movie, you know, that's kind of her type. They looked good together.
Yeah, I think you're right. I bet he boned her.
Interesting.
A so-called source says Justin got tired of having to help Drew to the car at the end of the night.
He got tired of her probably not showering.
He got tired of lifting all that weight.
That Drew's work hard, play hard attitude was more than he could take.
Now, I don't think she's fat. Is that a fat joke about Drew Barrymore?
She has her fat days.
She has her fat days.
No, those are called curves, and they look good on women.
Oh, that's right. You are a Drew Barrymore fan.
No, she can look fantastic.
And I have soap.
See, she looks to me, though, always that hair looks like she's unkempt.
I don't know. Do you remember the scene in Charlie's Angels when she was dressed up as like a race car driver?
Yes.
She looked fat.
She had the jumpsuit on.
Yeah, amazing.
That's the Drew I know.
Yeah,
and a black and white photo of her wearing boxing gloves, which she covers her toplessness
with. I hate the little Cupid doll mouth, the little greasy hair. I just don't like the whole thing. And I liked her in Fever Pitch because it was about the race.
She was really hot in E.T.
More Drew for me.
Oh, God. You're sick. You are so wound up today. Here, put your hand out, please.
No. The BB gun.
There it is.
Told you weren't going to get away with that forever.
God damn it.
If you're still wondering why Helen Mirren is considered one of the sexiest mature minxes in Hollywood.
I agree with that.
These bikini pics should settle it once and for all. You'll see them at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Hello. We got bikini, like recent bikini pictures of Helen Mirren.
And as you stare at those pictures, remember that Helen will be 63 a week from Saturday, and you'd still hit it if she would let you. Look at this,
I love it
gentlemen.
When you do this, Buzz. I love
here
when you
comes.
Give us
I
visual aids.
I got to unplug to turn it around, but here's Helen Mirren again.
She looks good.
That is truly amazing for a woman of her age.
63 years old, huh?
That's amazing for a 25-year-old. Into the microphone, Katie, please.
I can't hear it.
Speak into the water cooler, please.
That's amazing for a 25-year-old.
She really
She's
does
hot.
It. You know, if you want to see, I believe if you are
the jugs of royalty.
If you are interested in Helen Mirren's younger rack, you can see that in the movie Caligula.
That's true. Yeah,
she is in the movie Caligula, but she looks outstanding.
She still looks great.
You know, you notice her face is not all that great, but you
still
see the
bod,
and she will always wear kind of that plunging neckline at the Oscars. She always manages to look hotter than some of the younger women.
They dress her really hip but classy.
Yeah,
and just she always looks great in an awards show.
All right, Helen Mirren,
Way to go. We're getting it done for 62. Yeah, baby. I mean, really, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, very hot. Pat O'Brien is getting married again. You remember him, Pat O'Brien?
Pat O'Brien, yes. Yeah. Can we hear the – where's the Pat O'Brien sound effect?
They don't like him. Seemed like only yesterday that he was all about hookers and coke and
we
going
have that tape,
effing
Buzz.
Crazy.
If you'd like
let's
to hear,
hear it
a
again
his,
for old time's sake.
Do you remember his horny voicemails?
Yeah.
Right let's, before rehab?
Let's
I'd like
listen.
A
taste of
them. You're so f***ing hot. And it's just like all of a sudden not into it, but the three of us to get together. I want to
he wanted to do bad things or good things. There he is.
All right, very
Pat
good. O'Brien. He want to get some hookers.
And he's married a woman named Betsy.
My God.
Coming up in your final buzz, selling gas by the half gallon. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, oh, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Power of five.
The power of five.
A lot easier than the power of 10. Chance for you to win $100. 877-365-3636. True or false questions. Can you make it all the way through five and get $100? We'll see. Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.